Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 20th day of the month of Shvat. As always, it's great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Schmidman of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Lower Merion Township, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Schmidman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schmidman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for the kind introduction.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be able to participate in this call. I remember the first time that they did this call on Friday, March 13th. Rabbi Hauer introduced the Chizuk call, and I recited the Tehillim. And at that time, I never thought that this would stretch on this long. And it's a tremendous tribute to Rabbi Herman and the entire OU staff that this daily call continues with over 500 participants. And so it is a privilege indeed to once again be back. This week, we read Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro begins with the story of Moshe's father-in-law, Yisro, Jethro, who is described as Kohen Midyan, the priest or the minister of Midyan, joining the Jewish people. And the reason for him joining the Jewish people is subject to much discussion. Rashi, in his first comment to the Torah, asks this question, in his first comment to this week's portion. Mashmua Shamu Ba, what did he hear that caused him to come? And Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf u'milchemes Amalek. He heard about the splitting of Yamsuf, some translated as the Red Sea, others as the Reed Sea, and he heard about the war with Amalek. If we think about this statement of Rashi, there are several questions that come to mind. What kind of question is it? What did he hear? Just look in the text. The text says openly, Ayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosin Moshe, and Yisro, Jethro, the father-in-law of Moshe, who was the priest of Midyan, heard, Eis Kol Asher Asa Elokim LaMoshe Eli Yisrael Amo. He heard about everything that God did for Moshe and for the Jewish people, his nation. Ki Otzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. For Hashem took the Jewish people out of Egypt. So it says in the text that because they went out of Egypt, that's what he heard. And furthermore, if Rashi is interested in specifying miracles, why these two miracles? There were so many miracles that occurred. What was special about the splitting of the sea and the war with Amalek? And what relationship, if any, is there between these two events? And actually, if we think about it, I understand the splitting of Yamsuf was a great miracle. But Rashi doesn't refer to our defeat of Amalek, but merely to the war with Amalek. So why is it so significant? And I believe that the fundamental approach of Yisro is what's really significant to us. There's no question that in a general sense, Yisro, like everybody else, heard what had happened to the Jewish people, that they were taken out of Egypt. But Rashi's concern is not simply what did Yisro hear, but specifically, Mashmua Shama Uba. What did he hear that caused him to join the Jewish people? There were thousands and perhaps millions of people worldwide who heard of the exodus of the Jewish people, but they weren't moved. What caused Yisro to leave his place of prominence and power to join the Jewish people in the wilderness? And the answer really is even beyond the words of Rashi. The Jewish people experienced this great miracle. They walked through the sea. They walked on dry land. And the Egyptians were swallowed up by the sea. But remarkably, after that event, nonetheless, Amalek chose to attack the Jewish people. And as we read elsewhere, Asher Karcha Baderech is the description that we are provided with, that they treated it in a happenstance fashion. For them, for the people of Amalek, everything was mikre, chance. And so they said, today the Jewish people are up, tomorrow they'll be down, we'll attack them. But the greatness of the Jewish people was that even after all the suffering they endured in Egypt, and they merited the exodus, and they indeed were privileged to have this incredible miracle of walking through the sea, that when they were attacked by Amalek, they didn't say, this is ridiculous. They didn't say, that's it, we're done. They continued to believe and to have faith and to persevere. And that's what Yisro saw. He saw the war with Amalek, and he saw, this is a nation that continues to fight on, no matter what comes its way. They will endure. This is a nation that I want to belong to. And we as the Jewish people sometimes have to remind ourselves, such as in the time of pandemic, that whatever comes our way, we must continue to have faith and belief in God. We must continue to have an unshakable commitment to the Torah, and ultimately, we will be redeemed. I will now proceed with the recitation of Tehillim. I will begin with the 23rd Psalm, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzor, b'na'os desha yarbitzeini, almei menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev, yancheini v'ma'agalei tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei talmoves, lo iro ro, ki atoy modi, shiftecho mishantecho, Hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefonai shulchon neged tzoriroi. Dishanto v'shem en roshi, kosi revoyo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veis Adonai la'orech yamim. I'll now proceed to chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shilam Alos, Esayna Elarim, Me'ayin Yevo Ezri. Ezri, Mim Adonai Osei, Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecho, Al Yonom Shomarecho. Yine Lo Yonom, V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomarecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam Hashem Eshlo Yakeka, V'yareach Baloilo. Adonai Yishmar Chol Mikoro, Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Tzeisecha Voecha, Mi'ata V'yad Olam. We will conclude with the recitation of the 130th Psalm, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shimavakali Tienaz Nelagashuvos Lekol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmoya Adonai Mia Amod. Ki imecho asalicha lema'an etivarei. Ki visi Adonai, ki visa nafshi V'lidvara ocholti. Nafshi l'adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki madonai chesed, v'arbeim ofidus. Yehu Yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. I will now recite the Misha Berach L'cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. At the pause, please supply the names of those individuals for whom you are davening. Misha Berach Avosteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dov Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapa Esacholim V'Esacholos. Bavor Shabli Neda Nosim Stoka Bavuram, Skyza Kosh Baruch, Malarach Malayam, Lachlim Loposam, Lachzikam Lachiosam, Vishlach Lahem, Meher Rafua Shalem and Shemayam, Lachoi Ramel, Hol Gidem, Besok Shah Israel, Rafua San Nefesh, Rafua Saguf, Hashtoba Golov Isman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen. Our session concludes with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Israel, Nusun Batar, Vishivya, Omidim Bain Bayam, Vain Bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוצאים את הרלו וחום, מפעילו לאורם, ישיבת לגולו, השטוב הגלו זמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. May Hashem heal the sick,
Amen.
May He restore our world, and may He bring the ultimate redemption speedily in our days.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Schmidman. Thank you so much for your kind words. The true heroes in this call is really our callers who call in and day out and are the ones who really enable and allow and afford this program to continue. We certainly look forward to the day when, and I know there has been a lot of conversation, the future of this call. I think the call is here to stay in one shape or another, whether we're able to one day drop the Tehillim component and just have Divrei Chizik, or there's always a need to say Tehillim. Those will be figured out in the future, but For the immediate future, as the pandemic continues, we'll certainly be here as we have been for over 10 months now. So again, Rabbi Schmidman, thank you so much for being on the call with us. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, l'tova, for good. And may the Rabbono Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan of the OUJLIC, the Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at UCLA in Los Angeles, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.